Look, our brains are great at lots of things, but remembering passwords is not one of them, especially not secure passwords. Let's free our brains from being password managers and get something way better. 1Password. 1Password keeps everything private and in sync across multiple devices. 1Password can't see the passwords or sensitive information you store in 1Password, so they can't use it, share it, or sell it, and neither can anyone else. I've been using 1Password for about 10 years now, and it's made my life so much easier, especially using it with Touch ID and Face ID. It's the first thing I install on any new phone, computer, or tablet I'm using for myself or my family. And all you have to remember is one strong account password that protects everything else. Your logins, your credit cards, secure notes, or the office Wi-Fi password. And I love that something I use to save me so many hours I can't even count them all is something you can try too. Right now, my listeners get a free 2-week trial at 1Password.com/beyond for your growing business. That's 2 free weeks at 1Password.com/beyond. Don't let security slow your business down. Go to 1Password.com/beyond.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the To-Do List. I'm your host, Eric Fisher. This week I'm talking with KC Proctor of the new Dad Life Rules podcast. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that I'm very excited to tell you that my new book with Jim Woods is out. Hit the Mark. Improve your focus, boost your energy, and make the most of your time. You know you want at least one, and most likely all three of those things to happen. Head on over to beyondthetodolist.com/focus to grab that. If you hurry, you'll grab the early bird sale pricing. And if you're not a reader, don't worry. The audiobook is included for free, read by me. So again, head over to beyondthetodolist.com/focus to grab that. I also want to let you know that this episode of Beyond the To-Do List is supported by MailChimp. More than 6 million people, including me, that's 6 million and one, use MailChimp to design and send email with the right information to the right people. MailChimp has new automation features to make it easy to provide timely, relevant information to your customers and prospects. You can instantly send welcome emails, product recommendations, special offers, and more. You can personalize your emails based on customers' interests, send emails based on a customer's website activity, and you can provide them recommendations based on their previous purchases. Make sure to go check out MailChimp and thank them for supporting Beyond the To-Do List by going to beyondthetodolist.com/MailChimp. Sign up for your account, check out their tutorials, and again, that URL is beyondthetodolist.com/MailChimp. Guys, I've been using MailChimp and there's so much more in there to dig into than even I'm doing right now. And I'm already blown away by how powerful it is. You got to try it. You got to go check it out. You got to get on board and get that email list set up. Trust me, there's some things that you can just only do if you have an email list and you're collecting and being able to let people know the right information at the right time strategically for communication's sake. So again, that URL is beyondthetodolist.com/MailChimp. This week I get to welcome KC Proctor to the show. Welcome, KC.
Thanks, Eric.
So you are that guy, KC, but you've now become KC Proctor on Twitter. And yes. I honestly don't remember. I think at some point we connected back in, you know, a year or two ago, at some point online through John Acuff type stuff, mm-hmm. I'm sure. And since then, I've always just, I personally have admired your work ethic, a bunch of other people. Yeah, you're welcome. And the thing is, let me see if I can list off, I know you're a guy who has like multiple roles and passions. You just released a new podcast, Dad Life Rules.
Yes.
What's your blog's name?
My blog is just called Life Rules, and it's just at my name.com, so KC Proctor, so the letters KC, Proctor.com.
Okay. And then you're very much a family man. You're very much a, you know, a father figure. Mm-hmm. And also you've got a couple different positions, and those have kind of shuffled as time, as I've known you. You're still working for Starbucks, correct?
Yes.
And not as like a barista, but in like, because a lot of people, that's instantly where their mind went. You're right. Working for Starbucks corporate.
I do. And I think, first off, caveat, I am not speaking as a representative of Starbucks corporate. You know, blah, 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 legal speak, all that stuff. But I have
these tweets are my own.
I've haphazardly navigated myself into a financial analyst role, which is funny because I have an HR background and my wife does the checkbook.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've been at Starbucks for about 6 years now and doing all this other stuff on the side. So I'm a man of many interests.
Yes. And so for that matter, I know you love coffee.
Yes.
So working there makes complete sense to me. You're in Portland, aren't you? Because that's where the – right?
No, I'm in Seattle.
Seattle. So that's where I screw that up all the time. Sorry. Still, your neighbor's up there with Chase, who's in Portland.
Yes. So. Big fan of Chase Reeves of the Fizzle Show.
Yes. And who was just on the show, actually, which that'll come out. People haven't – it's weird because it's not come out yet. But by the time people hear this with you, it's out.
Awesome.
So if that makes sense.
So
it's time travel. Podcasting is time travel. So let's see. What else? Legos.
Oh, man. I love Legos. So one of the great things about having kids is that you kind of get to relive pieces of your own childhood. Mm-hmm. And so my parents, for whatever reason, kept this giant like Rubbermaid bin of my Legos that I had as a kid. And then when I got married and had kids of my own, they're like, hey, we've got this box of Legos. And I was like, oh. And so I was partially torn because – you know, half of me was like, oh, great, I get to share these with my kids and build stuff with them. And the other half of me was like, but these are my toys.
Yeah. So you never learned as a kid to share your toys.
Well, I was an older sibling, and my brother and I were 5 years apart. So we collaborated on the mayhem that we rained down on our parents.
Yes. I'm the oldest of three, so I know how that goes.
Ah,
yeah, there you go. Boys.
your poor mom.
Yes. Let's see what else. So then your Starbucks job is not the only thing you do as far as income goes. Is that right?
That's correct.
What else are you doing?
So I am also the social media director for our church, New Life, and also the online campus pastor, because we launched our online campus back in February. February? Nice. April?
Okay.
April. So yeah,
you're in that mix as well with social media, like me, and doing online social media, all that kind of stuff, and now you're a podcaster.
Yes, I am a podcaster. I'm super excited. It's so much fun. It's great to talk to people and get them excited, and just to I've been thinking about doing this podcast for a year now or more, and finally just got what I needed as far as technology and. Equipment to make it happen. Got the first episode out last week, and so far people like it. So I'm looking forward to doing more.
Yeah. Well, so here's the disclaimer here. When KC and I are done talking right now, we're going to turn the table around, and he's going to interview me for his show. So you're going to have to go to – is it dadliferules.com?
It is. It is. Dadliferules.com will take you to the podcast page.
And if you're listening to this in the future, there's that time travel thing again. I'll throw a link to that show as well as my episode in the show notes for this episode.
Excellent.
So that will be fun. And I've listened to the first episode. How many do you have in the can so far?
I only have one in the can. But after this weekend, I'll have three more in the can. So I'm trying to, build up that pipeline and get things going. But nice. I really just needed to ship that first one, as Seth Godin says, just ship it. And I think that's just going to be the first domino in what will hope to be a really long series. So we'll see.
Well, I can say this from having listened to it, that you did good.
Thanks, man. That's flattering coming from you.
It really was. Like, I listened to it. It's not, it's not one of those like hour long episodes. It's like what? It's like just shy of a half hour.
I think it's like 35 minutes.
Or
maybe.
It didn't feel long, but it felt like it was long enough. It's a great conversation.
Good.
And I learned stuff and I thought about stuff and about being a dad and about being a father and family and all that. So I love that. I love that you're doing this. And so I am encouraging everybody to go check that out as soon as possible.
Oh, thanks, man.
It needs to be heard. So let's get into this. Like, you've got all these roles. Here's the thing. Like, as time's gone on and I've followed you on Twitter and Facebook and all these things, the one other thing that I did not bring up is that you're always like, all right, I'm off to the gym. And so what's funny is like Jim Woods and I, we were talking in Facebook messages and we're saying, man, how does Casey do it? Like, he's got, you know, wife and kids and two jobs and is writing on his blog. And this was before the podcast, but now you've added that and you've got, and you're going and working it out. And we're just like, how is he doing this? How is he getting it all done? And, I think Jim said he was you're a beast. I said, no, he's more like a robot. And then we're like, there's no way, like, it's gotta be seasonal with some of the stuff or something. I don't know. So give us the answer. I'm kidding. What's your perspective on all these different roles, honestly? Like, give me your perspective and kind of lay out, you know, do you have kind of priorities? Because obviously you can't be doing all of these things all the time with 100% success. And maybe 100% isn't necessary for success.
Sure. I don't think 100% is necessary. And part of it is I love trying new things, you know, and I like the journey of discovery. You know, I never, you know, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, would you be a social media director for a church or a podcaster or a digital publisher, you know, with, cause I've partnered with Church Mag and we publish books now.
Oh, see, I didn't even mention that.
Yeah. Churchmagpress.com.
Yep.
Check it out. You know, I would have laughed at you. I'd be like, you're crazy. But, you know, my day job, I kind of stole this from John Acuff, but my day job is a fundraiser for my dream job. And I'm still trying to figure out what that is. And so it's kind of a journey of discovery as far as trying all these different things out. But when it comes to priorities, it really is, you know, the rhythm between the day job and family stuff. You know, all these other things that I'm doing fit in the margin. And so, you know, you only have 24 hours a day. And so if you're trying to fit side projects in the margin, the only thing you can do is to try and create more margin without sacrificing your day job or, you know, time with family. Because I think people have a tendency to make the distinction between quality time and quantity time with family. And I think that they both need to overlap. You know, you can't be an absentee father and be like, all right, 10 minutes of quality time with the kids before bed. That's not how it works. Yeah. You can't, I don't know what Tim Ferriss's opinion is on this, but you can't be a 4-hour father.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it just doesn't work. You can't be a good dad in 4 hours a week. It's just not going to happen. And so, like, my son plays baseball, so I am at his games. I'm taking him to practice. You know, I go to my daughter's, you know, ballet recitals and stuff. And, you know, vent the commentary on my phone out to Twitter, and not to the people elbowing me sitting next to me.
I'm sure they appreciate that, by the way.
Right. Slight sidebar. Elementary school, quote unquote, concerts are torture of an unusual kind. Like, I love my kid and I think my kid is fine. I'm not there to see anybody else. Like, nice. I really don't care about anybody else there. And like, I don't even feel guilty or bad about that.
Oh no. I heard somebody say earlier today, yeah, you know, I like my kids. It's everybody else's kids I can't stand.
Exactly.
Although occasionally that actually goes the opposite way.
It's like, I just need, you know, I love you, but we're not talking right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know about you, but I have three kids and their ages range from almost 2 to almost 13. And so there's just this wide range and different.
Still searching for a great candidate for your company? Don't search, just match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch that busy work. Instead, use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. I wish I had Indeed when I was in the hiring process in roles in the past, because it is a slow, arduous headache of a process to find the right people. Or, at least it used to be, join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to find and hire great talent fast. In fact, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/to-do list. Just go to Indeed.com/to-do list right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/to-do list. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's something that works so well, it basically feels like magic? For me, I'm thinking air conditioning, noise canceling headphones, definitely. Meeting free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your own shop stage to the first real store stage, you don't have to just sell your own stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from brands you love and give your customers more variety and your business more sales. Shopify is your no excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Shopify also helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/beyond. Again, go to shopify.com/beyond now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/beyond.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
You know, phases of parenting that happen with each of them because they're so spread apart. And with the toddler, it's, you know, it's like negotiating with a terrorist. it's really bad. So yep. Like our kids, I feel very blessed, you know, my wife and I, our kids are by default, I think to some point, you know, pretty good. Like they're not terrors and, you know, super problems or whatever, but like we're going to the store and like the toddler's bordering on a meltdown because she's, you know, it's late for a nap and she hasn't had lunch yet. And she spots a little box of Goldfish crackers. And I'm like, you know what? My sanity is worth a dollar. You can have the Goldfish crackers. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
So, but I think, yeah, with the priorities, it's what's most important. And then fitting things into the margin. And then I think the question some people have is, how do you create more margin? And for me, that answer was sacrificing sleep, basically. It's been getting later and later recently, but for the span of about, I want to say 3 to 4 years, I've been getting up between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. every day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you officially win the Rising the Earliest Award for anybody I've ever talked to on this show.
Yeah, 5 a.m. club, those guys are sleeping in.
Yeah. Well, and technically, you know, you being up at 3 or 4 since you're on West Coast, you're up at the same time as us.
This is true. I'm just trying to be with the cool kids.
You've got us beat. Yeah. There you go. It's like, I got to get up. They're already up there ahead of me. They're already working on stuff, and I'm not up yet. So, yeah. Okay, so then if you're getting up at 3 to 4, you know, 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, obviously, with having an almost 2-year-old, that can be beneficial to a certain extent, because if you're already up, you can – help out with that, or you know what I mean, like with the nighttime transitional stuff. When were you going to bed though?
10 or 11.
Okay,
so I'm averaging about 5 hours of sleep a night.
So do you just not require as much sleep, or are you just caffeinating yourself enough to make it through?
I think it's somewhere in between because on the – so you know, I get 4 or 5 hours a night, but then you know when I'm on the bus, I ride the bus to work, and right. So I'm catching little cat naps here and there. But on the weekends when you know I go to bed 10 or 11, but then I sleep a solid 8 or 10 hours, I wake up and I'm like, wow, I can walk through walls. This is amazing.
So you're making up for it, you know, to a certain extent when you can.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a semi-agreement with my wife that Sunday afternoon, daddy gets a nap, you know, and I'll conk out for 3 hours straight, you know. But usually the kids are taking the naps too, so it's not like I'm stealing time away from the family to make that happen. So, you know, definitely recognizing the necessity to have sufficient amounts of sleep, because if you're just tired all the time when you are awake, you're not going to be productive. Even if you're trying to get up early so that you can get more stuff done, you know, an hour of work when you're rested beats 3 hours of work when you're groggy and tired.
Oh, that is the truth. I mean, even just the other day, I was up till about 12:30 at night, which is not normal. I'm usually in my bed between 9 and 10.
Oh,
and then
that would
asleep.
Be heaven.
I know, right? But I went to bed sometime around 12:30 or between there and 1, and then got up at 6, and I was useless for very short periods of time throughout the next day, where my eyes almost just wouldn't stay open. And I think that was maybe on the tail end of a couple different days like that, where it was, you know, overworking and undersleeping. But yeah, it can be – sleep is one of those things where if you just are not getting enough, you start to notice and you start to forget people's names because that happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, in college, I once forgot my girlfriend's name because I wasn't getting enough sleep. I was a freshman. Oh, I still remember that. Anyway. So what are you getting up at 3 or 4 to do? What's the first point of business, or is it even business?
So it's not business. So when I'm getting up that early, I'm getting up and I'm going off to the gym because I like to refer to any time before 5 a.m. as an ungodly hour. And no one can be righteous or hold a coherent conversation or make anything coherent that early in the morning. I think there's a TED talk on why 4 a.m. is an evil hour. Yeah. It's a good one. You should check it out. There will be a link to that.
Yes. Thanks for putting links in my show notes, Casey.
You're welcome. No problem.
You're welcome.
It's not my stuff, so it's okay.
Right.
But when I get up that early, I'm going off to the gym. You know, I've got my headphones in. I'm listening to podcasts or some music, and I'm just working out. So doing some cardio, doing some weights, and then I'll hop on the bus and head up to Seattle. And I'll get into, you know, the office, you know, up to 1 or 2 hours early, and I'll bring my own, you know, laptop with me. And that's when I'll get some writing or some work done, or record a podcast interview, you know, and work on the side hustle stuff, you know. And then 8 o'clock rolls around and I start punching the clock and chugging coffee and getting those spreadsheets done.
Nice. Okay. So then, and you enjoy what you're doing. I mean, you really, I mean, even if you weren't enjoying it, you'd still do it because
right.
It's funding your future dreams, but you do enjoy doing it. I see you taking pictures of coffee and Legos all day. that sounds like that's all you do, but it's not. But you're doing that balance. You're putting in those, you know, those hours. And are you doing any kind of like, okay, get up, you know, how do you, in other words, how do you stay sane? Like, obviously you're not getting much sleep. You're getting enough sleep. I should put it that way. But, if you're say at your day job, which is the place that like, if they were to let you go, would probably be a little bit of an emergency situation. How are you performing optimally for them so that they don't, you know, give you a second glance like, this guy. You know?
Right. Well, I think for me, it really comes back to those priorities. You know, my number one responsibility as a husband and father is to keep the roof over our heads and keep food on the table. And the best way that I can do that is to do my day job to the best of my ability. And so when I find myself, you know, blinking in a conference room during a meeting at 1 p.m., you know, maybe I need to make sure I get to bed on time that evening, you know, and maybe sleep in a little bit and cut the workout short in the morning. Yeah. Or instead of reading or writing on the bus, make sure I grab a nap and ensure that I am doing my day job, because that's my priority. That's my job. That's what they pay me for. And so I really am diligent about making sure that I maintain boundaries and that they don't bleed into each other. So yes, you know, I might post some pictures of coffee and Legos, you know, throughout the day, but the coffee for one is fueling my ability to work through all those spreadsheets. You know, but I'm still working hard and doing a good job, even if it's not necessarily something that's in my discipline. You know, I've learned a lot about finance and Excel. I do things in Excel that should not be done.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're practicing discipline regardless. Right. You are working that muscle during the day. And so yep. by doing that, then you get to follow through with that in other areas of your life, which is awesome. And besides, I would think that, every time you're taking a picture of, again, Legos or coffee, it's probably because you've just either taken that first sip of that new coffee, however many you've had for the day. Jeez, I can't even imagine. and I don't think that your place of work would frown upon coffee breaks, seeing as what it is. So,
right. Well, and with the coffee, like, I will say, you know, I am bragging. I'm not going to say not to brag, but there's a fully stocked kitchen on every corner of every floor, and the coffee just flows freely. So I did the math once, and on a slow day, I'll have two, like, normal cups of coffee. But a normal mug is, like, 12 to 16 ounces. So if I have two of those a day and extrapolate that over a year, I drink enough coffee annually to fill a 65-gallon drum. And so it's kind of like I'm a really slowly fueled jet.
Yes.
Nice. That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So then it also helps you, I think, I assume from what I'm hearing you say, to have that perspective on your work of what you're doing it for and why you're doing it. And mm-hmm. so then therefore how you're going to do it. Right.
Right.
That's good. That's good. And then on the way home, you could maybe catch another nap. Is that right?
Right. Catch another nap. It gives me a chance to, you know, jump on social media and, you know, interact with friends and stuff. I use Twitter a lot just for the fun of it. You know, I've been mm-hmm. able to connect with people like you and Jim and John Acuff and Jeff Goins and a bunch of folks. And just, you know, it's where I'm able to engage and have conversations. You know, I'm also, you know, as a blogger and a content creator and now a podcaster, like, I want to promote my stuff to a certain level, but for the most part, it's my chance to get in conversation. And so it's, you know, that bus ride home is my opportunity to decompress so that when I walk through the door to my family, I'm not doing work of any sort. You know, I'm not on the phone with, you know, church stuff or, you know, with Starbucks stuff. I am present and I am dad, you know, until the kids go to bed, and then I put on a different hat and keep hustling.
Yeah. So is that what you do then? Is you're out of sight, out of mind with laptop, phone, et cetera, and through from, you know, walk in the door till the kids are asleep?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or at least that would be the aim.
Right. That's the goal. That's the goal. Like, that's the optimum scenario. So when I come home, my bag and stuff, we just bought a house last summer, and this is the first time we've had like a dedicated room where all the computer and office type stuff is. And so that stuff goes in there, including my phone most of the time, and the door is shut, and I don't go back in there to mess with that stuff until after the kids go to bed.
Nice. Yeah, that's one of the things that I've been now working out of my home, trying to figure out a balance of is, you know, sometimes, you know, before they go to bed, I have to say to myself, well, can I do this thing, whether it's for the podcast or it's for, you know, Social Media Examiner, can it wait till after they're in bed? And if so, then maybe I should. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, I love your podcast, not to, you know, blow smoke, but I like it because it's not only entrepreneurs, but real guys like me who they're trying to, know, they're showing up to their day job. They might be trying to hustle on the side to make something happen, you know, and we're not, you know, those one-off stars or whatever, you know, but we're also not just sad. We're not content to stay in a cubicle forever. And so I want to help encourage and reach those guys. And I think one of the biggest things I've learned is to recognize the myth of multitasking.
Yep.
You know, I can't be on my phone doing whatever while I'm sitting with the kids reading a book, or even sitting with the kids watching, you know, SpongeBob or whatever.
Yes.
You know, or at the dinner table. And equally, I can't be, you know, if I'm trying to focus and get something writing done, I can't have complete chaos going on around me. I need to be able to focus. And surprisingly, there's a lot less chaos when the kids are asleep.
Yeah. Well, so that would be I can tell right now, if I was in your scenario where the kids would go to sleep, and honestly, the temptation would be to say, okay, I want to do some stuff that's, you know, on a computer or technology or something, but I can, how about I sit down and take a break for a bit and, you know, maybe watch a show or something with my wife. And then that just creeps along into bedtime. I'm sure that's probably happened to you, but also how do you make that not happen?
So you just described yesterday.
Right. Right. I mean, hey, it's confession time.
Yeah, it is. I think, for us, it's Friends. We love that show. And so we'll, you know, you're right. It's our time to decompress. So, you know, we've had a long day at work. We've gotten up early. We've hustled. We worked out. We've done all this stuff. The kids are finally in bed. And, you know, I'm like, oh, hi, wife. How are you? You know, and so we enjoy that time to just sit on the couch together and laugh at, you know, at a good show like Friends. But you're right that it creeps slowly, and before you know it, 3, 4, 5 episodes have gone by and you have essentially, you know, wasted more time than you intended. So for me, it's really recognizing I cannot watch TV and be productive. You know, I've tried to, you know, be out in the living room and sit on the couch and watch TV while I'm typing stuff on the computer. And, I don't know about you, but, I can't do two things at once.
Right.
I can't, you know, you can try and switch between the two, but like if I'm watching, you know, TV, my visual and auditory channels are occupied. And so I can't do, I can't focus on something else while I'm doing that. So, trying to, you know, make sure that I'm physically present with my wife, because sometimes she has stuff to do too, but like we like being near each other and hanging out. So if that's turning off the TV and just having music, or sitting in, you know, such a position that, you know, I'm near her in the same room but my back's to the TV, you know, I get a lot more done, but we still get to see each other, and trying different hacks, if you will, like that.
Yeah. One of the things that, I mean, if you're sitting there with your laptop, and I will admit, earlier this week, I have done that actually, mostly because my wife was wanting to watch something and I wasn't, but I wanted to sit in the same room. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really paying attention to the TV. So I was just watching, or I was just, working. But even then, when I wasn't watching, I still wasn't getting stuff done as quickly as I could because of, one, the time of night, and two, the other auditory distractions and things like that, you know. But if yep. I can imagine, there's no way if you're sitting there trying to get something done and enjoy a television show that, one, you're not really watching it, and two, you're not really working.
Right. So why don't you just pick one and enjoy that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to do that. And I think one thing that you kind of hinted at that I wanted to call out was there's this kind of romantic idea or,
yes,
you know, there's this romantic idea that, you know, we like creatives operate well at night, like we're night owls. There's this obsession with, you know, oh, I'm a night person. Like, no, you're not. Go to bed. Get a full night's sleep and see how you feel in the morning, and then tell me you're a night person. Like, if you've, you know, for like myself, I like staying up late and I like sleeping late, but that's not an option. So if I stay up because I'm a quote unquote night owl, and then I have to get up early in order to get anything done that I really care about, then I'm operating in survival mode and basically with sleep deprivation, and I'm not a benefit to anyone. I'm worthless.
Yeah. It's almost like you're drunk.
Yes, it is.
And angry. And,
right?
Every little thing sets you off.
I've been there. We're just like children.
Yes.
Like, when your kids are acting out, the first, or when my kids are acting out, the first two things I ask are you hungry? Are you tired? You know, and if they cry and say, no, I'm not tired, that's yes. but if they're like, yeah, I'm hungry, I'm like, well, here's a snack. Here's a granola bar. Here's a fruit snack. Here's a banana. Here's something, crackers. Just, you know, throw food at them and hope it sticks. And
inside.
Right. And that, you know, a majority of the time solves the problem. So like when I find myself just hitting a mental roadblock, I'm like, I ask myself, oh, am I tired? Well, yeah, then go to bed. Or, you know, am I hungry or thirsty? You know, if you're dehydrated or malnourished, you know, it's going to be difficult for you to focus and produce anything. So I think having self-awareness and understanding your own limitations is a good thing. You know, I think too often we say, or we want to think we can do anything we want, whenever we want, however we want. And that's just not true. We're human beings, we're animals in a sense, and we have physical limitations. We need rest, whether we want to or not. We need food, we need, you know, water. And if we're not paying attention to that health factor, you know, of taking care of ourselves, then we're not going to achieve what we hope to achieve.
Yeah, man. I know we're getting near the end of our time here. I'm trying to think if there's anywhere else we can go. I feel like we walk through a day in the life, in a sense, of you. How then do you kind of – I mean, I think you've touched on it a little bit. But if you're in the cycle of, you know, wake early, get through the day, and then unwind and, you know, get to bed hopefully not incredibly late, and then do it all again – And obviously resetting with your Sunday afternoon naps. Do you have any kind of, when you're working on a project or wanting to start something or finish something, any kind of a cyclical way to approach it? In other words, I guess what I'm really saying is could you go a month where it's like, okay, I'm going to bed at the right time and I'm getting up at 3, but then that's going to be for that month. And then some other month it'll be, I'll get up at 5 or 6 or something. You just see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't really have a set time necessarily, but there's definitely been kind of seasons of projects and stuff. I think the biggest example was a couple years ago, I did a part-time MBA program and got my MBA through Arizona State University. And while working full-time, and we had 2 kids at that time. And so it was, you know, a lot of boundaries and like sitting down with the family being like, okay, when daddy comes home from work, he will be, you know, present and available for family time through dinner. But once dinner's over, you know, he goes into student mode and his books and computer come out on the dinner table and, you know, he'll give you a kiss goodnight and stuff. But there's, you know, these boundaries that are in place so that I could complete the program for the benefit of the family. And when those 2 years were over, because it was a 2-year program, you know, I definitely had some chores to catch up on, and you know, it was a different, you know, stage for our family. And so anytime I start a new project, I think there's 2 things I do ahead of time is open communication with my wife to make sure that she is aware of my dreams and what I want to do and, you know, what I'm trying. You know, I didn't say like, oh, hey, babe, I have a podcast, you should listen to it. Like, she knew what I was doing. She had a heads up. You know, and she is very supportive of that. And then the other thing is to establish habits and routines as much as you can, because that the more you are able to operate on autopilot, your not just your body, but your brain is a muscle and will get used to that. You know, so as I get used to waking up early, it's easier and easier to wake up early, you know, and when I sit down at work at the same time every day, it's easier and easier to make that shift from hustling on the side to, you know, corporate responsibilities, you know. And then at night, you know, when the kids go to bed and I sit down at the computer to do writing or podcast stuff, like, you develop that habit and you get muscle memory, both mentally and physically, of being in that same space to enter into that mode, and your time gets more efficient. So it's not letting chaos reign. There's definitely needs to be some variety, and sometimes you need to introduce a new element. But I think the more habits you can create over time and the more routines you can build into your structure and workflow, the more productive you'll be.
Awesome. I think that's a really good place to end, especially now that you have yet again launched a new thing, the Dad Life Rules podcast, which you can find at dadliferules.com. And where else can they go? Let's remind them.
We're also on Twitter and Facebook at the same thing. So at Dad Life Rules on Twitter and facebook.com/dadliferules.
Awesome. And if people want to connect with you on Twitter, it is?
At KC Proctor.
Awesome. Casey, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thanks again for joining me for another episode of Beyond the To-Do List. Make sure to let Casey know that you appreciated his visit to this podcast. Go check out the show notes for this podcast at beyondthetodolist.com/80, where you will find links to the Dad Life Rules podcast, or just go look for that in iTunes. And again, make sure to go grab my new book while it's still on sale. Go to beyondthetodolist.com/focus. And again, don't forget, by purchasing that Amazon ebook, you get access to the audiobook for free, read by me. Again, go grab that at beyondthetodolist.com/focus. And if you're not even much of a reader, but you just want the audiobook, that's fine. Look at it as paying for the audiobook instead of the ebook. Either way, you get both copies. Go grab that at beyondthetodolist.com/focus. Thanks again to MailChimp for supporting this episode of Beyond the To-Do List. Make sure to go check them out and sign up with them for all your email management needs. Go to beyondthetodolist.com/MailChimp. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next episode. Beyond the To-Do List is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Learn how to podcast. Theorize over the TV shows Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and Under the Dome. Laugh with our clean comedy. Delve into science fiction and philosophy. Learn critical thinking from movie reviews. And more at noodle.mx.
Hey, thanks for listening to the end. If you're looking for a show to start helping you apply these productivity lessons on your business, check out Millionaire University. It's real lessons from real entrepreneurs teaching you what you need to know to improve your business or start one if you've been putting it off. It covers all aspects of business, from starting, marketing, growing, managing, and everything in between, wearing all the hats. And as an added bonus, I am conducting a number of those conversations, those interviews. So you'll fit right in. Again, that's Millionaire University. Just search for it in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast.